Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I made a charcoal mess! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Oh, 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 oh. Merry Christmas. Come one, come all.
Look, have your picture taken with Santa. No age is too old. I'm looking at you, sir. Yes, you in the wheelchair.
This is a handicap accessible sleigh.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, it is. We implemented the new design last week. The technology is amazing. Any and everyone should be able to get their picture taken with Santa.
That's pretty neat. I wonder what prompted them to do that.
When the season first started, I was doing a photo session at a children's hospital, and there were a few kids with limited mobility. So I sent a few emails, asked a few questions, made a few requests. Here we are.
Well, that was incredibly thoughtful of you, Santa.
Thank you. Elf?
Dude, I admire your commitment, but you don't have to use the voice when we're just, like, chit-chatting.
Well, if a little girl or boy happens to come walking by and hear Santa talking like a regular old civilian, why then they might be very confused. And I also have a very limited peripheral vision inside of this massive beard and hat, so I wanted to be very careful.
Well, how about I let you know if I sense anyone within 10 feet of the Christmas carpet? Then you can transition back from regular old civilian to Santa.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Thank you. Don't get me wrong. The voice? Very sweet and actually very believable.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I would totally believe you were him if I were under the age of 7.
Hmm.
But we have 2.5 more hours to go, you know? Let's pace ourselves.
Yeah, of course. No, I totally get it.
Cool. So, do you, have another name, or is your name also Santa, even when you're out of character?
No, my name's Darren. You?
No, my name is not Darren.
Okay, well, what is your name?
I'm Kara.
It's a pleasure to meet and spread holiday cheer with you, Kara.
Likewise, provided we actually get any action at some point.
I think it'll pick up. Like you said, we have a ways to go, and I find that when people come out of the Bed Bath and Beyond, they're always kind of drawn to the Christmas tree. Like, look at this person coming right here.
Do we get the microwave?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh,
shit.
That's a lot of loot.
God damn it.
I hope he's okay.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, but you're right, though. The tree placement is very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Bed Bath seems to be like a final shopping destination for people. They come to the mall, shop for what they want, and when they're on their way out, they're like, oh, we also have to get that thing from Bed Bath and Beyond. And then after Bed Bath, they're like, oh, let's just get a quick pick with Santa. It's right here. Might as well.
Yep, that's great.
Honestly, I think the whole thing is kind of weird, but I've had worse jobs.
Weird how? It's so great for people with kids.
I mean, you're one of the less creepy Santas I've worked with, so maybe your success rate is higher, but I bet if you check the stats, at least half the pictures include hysterically crying children.
Okay, not to brag, but kids barely ever cry with me. I try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. We got one, make them feel comfortable. Two, act jovial. These are my two very simple ingredients.
I've done some research on Santa, have you?
I actually have. I mean, as much as there is available to me, you know, like St. Nicholas and all that. I think it's important to be authentic and true to the character's essence.
The character's essence?
Yeah. See, I'm a method actor, so whenever I get a new acting job, I like to learn as much as I can about the role beforehand and then really stay in character when I'm performing the job.
Oh, cool. So when you're not here, are you just living in a workshop, at a pole?
Well,
Do you share a bed with an old woman?
No,
oh,
but
devour chocolate chip cookies?
Well,
I have so many
cookies,
questions.
But no, not all that other stuff.
Does the real Santa actually prefer whole milk, or is the 2020 version more amenable to non-dairy milk?
Hey, come on. I'm taking this very seriously.
Well, that's what method acting is. It's being weird and completely immersing yourself in the experience, even when you're not acting, which is a lot.
Yes, it is. But some of the best actors are method. Daniel Day-Lewis has won a bunch of awards, and his level of commitment is like, it's legendary. He literally built the house he lived in for The Crucible. How cool is that?
I mean, it's impressive for sure, but cool? I would probably say it's more like, insane. You can take it very seriously and still not be like an alien about it. And Mr. Claus, let me break it to you. If you are in fact not sliding down chimneys when you aren't here at the Fulton Mall, you are not a method actor.
Okay, that's a fair point. I don't know. Look, truthfully, I've only just started reading about it, but I think it's an interesting concept.
You're right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make fun.
Mm.
Well, actually, yes, I totally do, but I don't think being a great actor requires you to devote your entire waking life to it. I think you can just, like, be real, live in the moment.
You seem to have very strong opinions on method acting.
Well, I've been around the block before.
Around the block?
That was a weird way of phrasing that, wasn't it? What I meant to say is that, believe it or not, I've basically been doing this my whole life.
Elf work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dancing in Jingle Bell shoes is my specialty.
Wow, really?
Oh, God, no, you dweeb. I've been acting since I was a kid. Like, professionally.
What? No way.
Way. Voiceovers, commercials, Broadway, a few of the Law and Orders, the whole thing.
Wow. That's incredibly cool.
Yeah, I had a good run. And in my professional opinion, You don't need to, like, go to the extreme. If you're playing a parent in a TV show, you don't adopt a kid, right? You learn with experience. That's how you get better. Acting is just life.
Fair enough. But what do you mean when you say that you had a good run?
Oh, I don't really act anymore. That was my past life.
How mysterious. Strange considering you're the most convincing elf this mall has ever seen.
Who, me? Of all the elves?
Yes, something about your ears. They're very elfy.
You really know how to make a gal feel pretty.
But really, you were on Broadway? And what?
Annie. LOL.
That's so cool. I love Annie.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, it's wholesome. It's like an underdog story.
Underdog? The pun was intentional, right?
Yeah, totally.
You're dumb.
Thank you.
But yeah, Annie, and then some very dramatic acting / crying on procedural television. I also did a bunch of Hess commercials. I really ran the gamut.
So you were living in New York?
I was, in fact, living in New York. Born and raised.
From New York to Birmingham, Alabama.
You know, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound all that glamorous.
Well, where do you act around here?
Apart from this holiday hustle, I actually don't. I really enjoyed doing it as a kid, but that ship has sailed. I was a star back then. Now, just a normal-ass civilian like you.
Oh, you're still a star in my eyes.
Thank you, Santa. But I'm afraid I was in it for the wrong reasons. You see, I was no artiste.
No?
Nah. I mostly just loved the attention and happened to be very good at it. But now, my friend, I'm after something totally different.
It wouldn't happen to be my heart, would it?
So close. I'm pursuing criminology.
Whoa, that is different. Well, I'd assume you already have some good insight based on your Law and Order days.
Yeah, I do. I unfortunately learned what necrophilia was at the age of 9, thanks to my acting experience.
Oh.
What about you? Where else do you perform besides in front of this big, beautiful tree?
Well, I do a lot of low-budget theater. My dad is kind of a local legend, so I'm sort of trying to follow in his footsteps.
That's cool. Who's your dad?
Daryl Ross. Have you heard of him?
No way. I actually have. So random. He went to my alma mater at Alabama State. As I'm sure you know, they recently named him an esteemed alumnus. He's been on TV a bunch. That's him, right?
Yeah, wait. If you were there when he was named an esteemed alumnus, that means you graduated last year?
Yeah, so?
You're never gonna believe this.
Believe what?
I went to ASU. When you went to ASU.
What? That's crazy. How did I not see you? I'm pretty sure it's the smallest college on the planet Earth.
Well, I was a senior when you were a freshman, so by the time you got to campus, I had already partied hard for 3 years. I mean, I spent most of that year sleeping and smoking up.
6 year old at 5 o'clock. Repeat, 6 year old at 5 o'clock.
Daddy, I want to see Santa.
What do you want to come for? A picture with Santa?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Guess they don't. Okay.
Good save. Well, I, on the contrary, was very studious. I especially enjoyed my Lord of the Rings elective.
You took that too?
Duh. Are we the same person?
I mean, we might be.
I had a great time arguing with everyone about how Samwise is a low-key antagonist.
You stop it.
No, really. He's an eavesdropper, has intense FOMO, and an alarming lack of life skills. Also, the beef he starts with Gollum nearly gets them killed so many times.
Okay, I probably would have fought you on that in class, but those are not unfair points.
Well, you would have lost because not only am I incredibly fun, but I'm also very good at surveying all of the available evidence and showing you exactly why you're incorrect, hence the criminology.
Totally.
Which brings me to my next point. If you, Mr. Darren Ross, wish to make it as an actor, why on earth are you toiling away in Alabama?
Toiling away?
I said what I said.
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself to be toiling.
Well, then what would you consider yourself to be doing?
Working? Looking for more work?
If you want to be an actor, like a serious actor, you have to be in either New York or L.A. That's all there is to it.
Thanks, but I like it here just fine.
You do? It doesn't sound like you're working much. Like, this holiday stuff is noble and sweet and pays pretty well for a side gig, but it's not getting you any closer to Daniel Day-Lewis. Actors do not get their big break living in Alabama. What?
Okay, this is my home. I've never lived anywhere else, and to be perfectly honest, I don't want to.
Okay.
Look, I've seen plenty of friends move other places, and guess what? All of them failed. They moved back within a year.
I mean, that sucks, but you're your own person.
Kara, I had a chance, okay? Last year, I got a crazy audition in New York, was flown in by the producers after submitting a tape for a major theatrical project because they couldn't find anyone locally. Out of everyone they had available to them, they made the decision to fly me in. And guess what? I was super nervous. I mean, unbelievably nervous. And I completely bombed it. One of the most humiliating experiences of my life.
Okay, so you're like afraid of that happening again?
Yeah, maybe I am. Or maybe I just want to work here in Alabama, be close to my family, follow in my dad's footsteps, carve out a role in this community. Is that okay with you?
Of course it's okay with me. I was just asking, genuinely asking. Sorry if I pried.
I mean, it's fine, but what makes you the expert anyway? It sounded like you were doing great and then you just completely uprooted. Why?
Do you really want to know?
I asked, didn't I?
My parents got in a car crash, drunk driver, and they didn't survive it.
What? That's absolutely awful. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. It was unimaginable. So I had to move in with my grandparents down here in Birmingham, Alabama.
I see.
When I got here, I just decided that I would kind of leave that life behind and do absolutely everything I could to prevent someone else from suffering the way I did. So I put a pin in the acting pursuit, and now here I am.
You're amazing.
I know. But thanks. You are too. And as corny as it sounds, the entire experience completely changed my perspective in the way only something like that can. We genuinely just don't know how limited our time is. So it's important to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to get your ass to a coast. You might have had a weird New York experience, but personally, I think you'd do well in LA. Underneath that beard, you kind of got a movie star look thing going for you.
Do you think so?
I do. Now, the charisma is a whole other story.
Now, hey, now.
You have potential. Like, there's definitely some fun in there somewhere.
Okay. So maybe that's what I'll ask Santa for this year. The ability to be more fun. Do you think he's got any of that at the workshop?
You mean, do you have any of that at the workshop? You are Santa, right?
At least while I'm wearing this itchy, itchy suit. Okay. Hey, can I ask you, do you think you'll ever try it again?
Try what?
Acting professionally.
Well, I don't want to rule it out because I don't think you can ever rule something out, but also, probably not. I found the closest thing I've ever felt to a calling, and I'm going to pursue that as fully as I can.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, can I ask you something?
Go for it.
Sometime before you move to LA, which you're going to, and definitely sometime before Christmas, you know, provided that you get all the toys made and reindeer ready in a timely fashion.
Of course.
You want to grab a drink?
What kind of drink?
I was thinking like spiked eggnog at a bar, maybe a lodge of some kind. I don't know if you've ever had eggnog, but it is milk-based, so again, that's right up your alley. Or chimney. Have you had enough of the Santa-themed jokes, or...?
Nope, actually, I haven't. And, yeah, I think that sounds like a very, very good idea.
Then it's a date.
A holiday.
From Vogue, The Run-Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.